Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 31st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted that Twitter will stop all political advertising on Twitter globally. Dorsey wrote, "We believe political message reach should be earned, not bought." In its Q2 earnings report, Nintendo revealed it sold 4.8 million Switch units in the quarter, up 50% on the year, including 1.95 million Switch Lite units. Software sales rose 48% on the year to 35.9 million units, led by Fire Emblem Three Houses and The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, which contributed 2.29 million and 3.13 million, respectively. Mobile gaming revenue generated 9.9 billion yen in the quarter, about 91.5 million US. In Facebook's Q3 earnings, the company earned $2.12 per share on revenue of $17.65 billion, up 29% on the year. Analysts had expected revenue of $17.37 billion on earnings of $1.91. Monthly active users increased 1.65% on the year to 2.45 billion users, while daily active users increased 2% to 1.62 billion, including 2 million users in the US and Canada, the largest quarterly growth in the region in 2 years. The company stated 2.2 billion users access Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, or Messenger once a day, and 2.8 billion users access at least one of those services once a month. On the earnings call, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg reiterated the company's stance on political ads, stating they are expecting to generate less than 0.5% of revenue in the coming year, and that the solution to misleading ads isn't banning them, but greater transparency. Apple earned $3.03 per share in Q4 on revenue of $64 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $63 billion on earnings of $2.83 per share. iPhone sales declined 9.2% of the year to $33.36 billion. Services revenue, meanwhile, grew 17.9% of the year to hit a new high of $12.5 billion, with paid subscribers across services up 36% to 450 million users. Mac revenue decreased 5% of the year to $6.9 billion. Wearable and accessory revenue jumped 54% of the year to $6.5 billion, while iPad revenue grew 17% to $4.65 billion. On the earnings call, Apple announced that the company would allow Apple Card users to buy an iPhone interest-free over 24 months. The Department of the Interior issued a statement to Bloomberg that it would ground non-essential Chinese drones pending review of its drone program. The department made an exception for emergency purposes like fighting wildfires, search and rescue, and dealing with natural disasters. The Department of the Interior has a fleet of 810 unmanned aircraft, 15% of which are made by DJI, with the rest either made in China or using Chinese parts. In July, the department announced it completed a 15-month review of its drone program, which allowed for continued use of DJI drones. A bipartisan group of senators, meanwhile, introduced legislation back in September that calls for the Interior Department to stop using Chinese-made drones. Automaker Fisker announced earlier this year that it planned to release an electric SUV in 2021. The company has now revealed that the SUV will be called the Fisker Ocean and plans to show a fully running production intent prototype sitting on the actual completely engineered platform on January 4th, 2020 at a private event. The vehicle will feature a full-length solar panel on the roof, which Fisker estimates will add up to 1,000 extra miles to the car a year. The target range for the vehicle is 250 to 300 miles on a charge of its 80 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery. Fisker will also launch a smartphone app on November 27th that will allow users to place early reservations, see more details about the car, and eventually lease the Ocean with no long-term contract. Fisker previously announced pricing for the Ocean will start below $40,000. DeepMind's StarCraft II playing AI system, called AlphaStar, now ranks above 99.8% of active players in the game. DeepMind published an article in Nature Wednesday describing its use of a kind of reinforcement learning where it played against itself, becoming better at StarCraft through trial and error. DeepMind programmed one version of AlphaStar not to win, but to expose flaws in the other version. DeepMind believes its finding can be applied to other things like digital assistants, self-driving cars, and more. Microsoft told developers it will release an alpha of WinUI 3.0, its next-generation user interface platform for Windows, next week, coinciding with the Microsoft Ignite conference. The UI will decouple the full Windows 10 native UI platform from the Universal Windows Platform Software Development Kit, allowing developers to choose between legacy Win32 or UWP frameworks for apps. Microsoft plans to move devs from WinUI 2 by deprecating UWP XAML programming interfaces, with all new features and releases being shipped as part of WinUI directly. And finally, app researcher Jane Manchin Wong found evidence that Facebook is testing encrypted audio and video calls over secret conversations within Messenger. Secret Conversations is an opt-in feature that uses the same encryption standard as Facebook-owned WhatsApp and was first introduced back in 2016. Back in March, Facebook announced it was planning to bring end-to-end encryption across all of its products. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.